I can't see anybody having longevity and not starting out with pure intentions about music. After a while, and then some groups make a lot of money. I mean, like, you see these bands who get back together and do these massive tours for millions of dollars, not mentioning any names, but nauseating ticket prices. Then you make your own judgment. And from my judgment, the purity is gone, and it's about making money. But the bands who lasted through time is because so many people have been interested in their music for so long, and that has to come from the right place, you know, despite what happens years and years later.
You can be successful for a short time, though, and make a lot of money without good intentions.
That's true.
It's the way it is, but...
But longevity, that's tough.
You probably forget what the songs were after a while, you know? I mean, who remembers what the big hits were, so...
But I don't think that you have to, you know, sleep in vans for 10 years before you can make your first record. I mean, you can go in and make your first record not having really paid your road dues if you really want to make a record and you still feel pure about your music. There aren't just like this one set of standards about.
But the road helps you, it helps, it prioritizes, I think. I mean, I believe that. I believe
that too.
If you just make a record and then you're sent out on tour without having toured before that, you are sent into a world that is completely unfamiliar, and it's very hard to get grounded. And I just think it's healthier to have done, you know, a lot of stuff before, because the stakes aren't as high with everybody else around you feeling that their hand is in the till. You know, it's just you, and you're on the road, and it's fun.